Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 16th chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give me accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'Well, what will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so when I'm dismissed as manager, people might welcome me into their homes.' And so, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, 'How much do you owe?' He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill, make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it's gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Whoever is dishonest in very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust you with the true riches? And if you've not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will you give that as your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one or love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, one of my favorite lines of scripture was read today, and because it just seems so true. I'm telling you the truth today. I'm not lying. Don't know why it's just something about that. When you get done talking about Jesus and you say, "You know what, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying." Have you known anybody that leads with that seems to be covering something up? But when it comes to Jesus, it seems to be the truth. So what I'm saying today, I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying. And after reading that gospel lesson, I could use a vacation very soon. It is tough. That was a tough text. It took all week trying to figure out which direction Jesus is going. What direction is the same? Because these parables, you know, some of them leave our heads spinning. We overthink them. We really don't like it when it points a finger right back at us. And then sometimes that makes it hard to understand. Who's the rich man in this parable? Who's the manager? Who's the people that owe something? Do we fit into this parable somewhere? Is God in this parable? What is going on? Seems like anytime you read some of these parables, there's more questions than answers. And when we think we have it figured out, just when you think that parable makes perfect sense, that's when the rug gets yanked out from underneath us. Case in point, this manager is dishonest. He's told he's going to be fired. I don't know about you, but if I knew a dishonest manager and heard he was going to be fired and knew he flat out deserved it, I'd be saying, "Good. Good, this person's gone. Maybe some change will happen." And, you know, he forgives a couple people, but does he forgive everybody? Others may think, you know, yeah, he's getting what he deserves. He should go. I don't care if he helped a few people. But just when you think you got it figured out that this guy's got what's coming to him, nope, he's commended. He's told, make friends by means of dishonest wealth. It's when you think you know where something's going, the rug is yanked out from underneath you. I don't know if your head's spinning today, but mine is. Especially when it says, you know, make friends by dishonest wealth. So let's just take a deep breath for a moment and look again at this parable. Do you notice something about this parable? I want you to get out your Bibles, turn to Luke 16, and we're going to look at something that comes right before this parable. Luke 16. Anybody remember what we talked about last week in the gospel? Anybody at all? Anybody remember it, or have you lost it? Some people lost coin, lost sheep. But what comes between the lost coin, lost sheep, and today's? That's why I had you open it up. It's an open book test. The lost son. The prodigal son. You know that parable, don't you? Frontwards, backwards. You notice that it comes right before this? Does that sound familiar? Does today's take on a new twist when you put it in conjunction with that, connected to that? Think about it for a moment. Think about this. The son, what's he do? He takes his inheritance, squanders it, parties, blows it all away, lives the good life, squanders. What's the manager do? Squanders. Squanders the rich man's wealth, doesn't manage it well, is about to get fired. His life is about to be thrown into the dumps, into a pig pit, perhaps. The son is down on himself, worries about himself, wonders, what am I going to do? The manager's down on himself, worries about himself, wonders, what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go make some friends. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and ask for forgiveness. The son returns to the father, open arms, before even asking for forgiveness, there's a party, a celebration. The manager, after he's done what he plans to do, celebrates with this man, with this manager, for forgiving the debts of others. Interesting. But one thing's true here. God, through Jesus, continues to reverse the norms. Looks at the facing crisis and looks at it in two different ways. One is a son, one is a manager, and those are two different crises. You might be able to relate to one, you might relate to the other. The crisis of our lives, are we like these two sometimes? There's real crises in our own lives. We feel sometimes like we may have a spiritual or moral crisis when we're told again, be shrewd, be dishonest. What? Facing this crisis in our lives, Jesus does what he needs to do for us in this crisis. In a crisis, we may go to extremes. We might end up working with the pigs to make ends meet. We might try to save ourselves and forgive debts, earn friends. But Jesus goes beyond these things. Jesus goes to the extreme by going all the way to the cross. To put it all right, he dies for us, blowing up any norms we thought we knew. God chooses to forgive our debts instead of accounting for them. We pray this every week in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our debts, however you pray it. And you know what? He does better than we do. And only Jesus can accomplish this, as it said in our New Testament reading for today, as the mediator between we who owe and the one accounting. God, humans, he goes to the extreme as a ransom for all of us, doing better than the manager who forgave just a little. Jesus pays the whole ransom for all. This is the truth. It is not a lie. Jesus challenges the norms. He's here in this parable, and he continues to remind us that maybe while we think we have it figured out, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it hits closer to home than we ever like. Jesus challenges from different directions. And sometimes, because he challenges those norms so much, the least expected to be saved or forgiven are like that manager. The manager, as corrupt as he is forgiven. Yet Jesus comes for him. He comes for us. He comes for those who owe. He comes for people in so many different places in life. Just when we have it figured out, we don't. But you know, that's part of the beauty of Jesus. Always challenging us. Always pushing us in a new direction, even when we think we got it figured out. And thank God for that. For changing the norm today and always. For commending us. Welcoming us home through Christ alone. It can be very confusing at times. It sure can. But that keeps us on our toes and keeps pointing us back to the one who truly can be the mediator, who truly can account for us, Jesus Christ. Clear as mud? Maybe. But it's the truth. And it's the truth through Christ alone. Keep wrestling with that. It's good. Thanks be to God. Amen.